Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she saw her grandmother after she passed away. It terrified her. Was she trying to give them a message, though?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, you can call in your ghost stories. You can write in your ghost stories at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to all of our episodes with no commercials and get advanced episodes of the show, the full archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, you can get that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
We were both just mentioning that it's cold out, and All we wanted to do today was just kind of chill and relax and not work.
Yes. Yes, that is a goal that I had, but I can't do that. It's a long time ago. I actually had a microphone, one of the USB ones, and I had it on a nightstand in my bedroom for such days where it was like, you know, I think I'm just going to hang out in here today and do that. And then after doing that for, I don't know, I probably tried it out for about a couple of weeks, and I'm like, I'm turning into like this depressed blob, and I have to get out of bed. I can't function by working straight out of bed all day. It's a nice idea, but it doesn't work out well at the end.
And then doesn't it also kind of take away from your rest time? Because you're in bed really to rest.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I would find that if I was in there to rest, it was difficult then to fall asleep at night when it was time to actually rest. So my goal was just to get out of there during the day, and that's what I do. But yeah, I did that. It was a little bit. It was like shortly after I got divorced. I was kind of depressed a little bit, and like, I'm just gonna work in bed. Why not?
Bonus points for trying it out, though. Yeah, man, that's great.
Figured, why not? Give it a shot. I have that nice little desk, like bed desk thing, where you can. It's not anything. It's just like something you put on your lap, and you put your desk or your computer on it, and the mouse and all that. And that works lovely. And sometimes on the weekends, I break that out if I'm just going to do a quick edit or do something. So it's convenient, but, yeah, not a good idea. I was even considering putting like a mic boom up on the nightstand to like, go over. Like this might be too much.
At that point, cause you were divorced, it may not have gone well with somebody that you were dating, you know, it's like,
hard one to explain, quite honestly. What a weird conversation. Let's go to our first caller at 855-853-4802. Hi.
My name's Lisa. I'm calling in to tell, you know, I guess it's a couple of stories, but they're sort of connected. It was late November of 1998. I'm 8 years old, living in Maryland at the time. My grandmother had come over to see us from Germany. I hadn't seen her in over 2 years since we had come to the States. It was really awesome, you know, that we got to see her. It was really awesome. She went back home after her birthday, and she had to have surgery. There was thyroid cancer, so she had surgery. There were complications. She ended up with a trach. There were complications with the trach, and unfortunately, she did pass away. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was February 17th, 99, when she died. So just kind of want to preface this with, we never had the money to go actually see her one last time. We couldn't be there for, you know, to see the body. We weren't able to attend the funeral. Nothing. There was really no closure. And so some people might want to argue that everything that occurred possibly was a trauma response. But I'm sorry, it really didn't fucking feel like it, okay? It scared the shit out of me. That very same night, I had gotten up in the middle of the night because I had to go pee, I had to go to the bathroom. And if you picture the hall upstairs, you know, when you come to the top of the stairs, you know, directly ahead of you is the bathroom. And then down the hall on either side of the bathroom were bedrooms. One was just my mom and dad's master bedroom, and the other side was my bedroom and my sister Sarah's bedroom at the time. You know, we go to the restroom. We don't close the door. We're kids, you know. So I'm sitting there, and I'm rubbing my eyes because I'm tired. You know, my eyes are itchy, whatever. And I look up, and I'm looking into the hallway, into the direction that it goes to my parents' bedroom. And I see my grandmother standing in the hallway. It was almost as if she smiled at me. She was wearing one of her nightgown. She's sort of transparent, a little like this, like yellowish tone to her, like almost like she was glowing. It was very strange. I remember being frozen. I could not think of anything. I could not hear anything. I could not speak. I could not move. I was frozen. And then I blinked suddenly, and she was gone. And it was like, all of a sudden, you know, I can hear her again, yada, yada. But I am scared to death. When I tell you that, like, from that age on till about 16 years old, I was so scared that I would sleep with every light on in my room every night without fail. And then I'm not sure how long after, I was outside with my sister. We had just come home from school. We were just dropped off by the bus. We were walking home. And as we're making it to the front of our house and we're waiting to be let in, I'm looking, you know, watching, you know, my neighbors and, you know, the cars and stuff that are parked across, you know, in front of the curb. My neighbor comes out of their house. She gets in her car, and in the back of the car is my grandmother. My grandmother is sitting in the back of the car, like she's just along for the ride. She was in the car before the neighbor got in. The neighbor got in the car, and it was like the neighbor didn't even notice anything. And then she drove off. And that was the last time I ever saw my grandmother. That wasn't the only stuff that really happened. My mom, understandably, was going through so much. Her grief never really got much better. I feel like her life was forever horribly changed by losing her mom. At the time, I don't really know why, but my mother had reached out to some psychics, you know, those like 1-900 numbers back in the 90s. There was this one particular, like, they had made many calls, her and my dad. They had, you know, sat and did several calls. And their very last call, the lady on the phone, she was telling my mom that there was something really important she had to tell her, and it had something to do with this chair that my grandmother has. The psychic, I suppose, she was saying that, you know, I have something really important to tell you. She really, you know, she was making it sound like she shouldn't be telling her this, but she needed to. And then suddenly the line went dead before she could even say whatever it was. And my mother tried calling back, and the numbers disconnected. Now, if that's not creepy enough, they never got a single bill for any of those calls. And if you know, those calls are not cheap. You know, once you use up your couple of minutes free time or whatever, it's expensive. They didn't see a single bill. It makes absolutely no sense. There have been a few things over the years that have happened that really just can't be explained by science or medical information, etc., etc. But, you know, those are for, I'll call in at a later time for those things. I just think this was probably the most, you know, like, impactful thing that occurred. I wish I could see my grandmother today. I wish she would pay me a visit. It would be cool. Although I'm terrified beyond anything at the idea of actually witnessing something like that. It's a very strange limbo to be in. So anyway, I hope you guys like this story, and I will call back in at a later time with some other weird things that have occurred. Y'all have a great night. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What are your thoughts?
Crazy story. And then when you're talking about like back in the 80s and 90s and calling the 900 psychic lines and all that, I remember watching TV late at night and that's all that would be on. It would be that or the Time Life love song.
Oh, I love the Time Life ads. Those are, I would like watch those and keep them on because like, oh, I forgot about that song. I forgot about that song. And I would actually do that at our old radio station. This was the 90s. This would have been like 97, 98. I remember being in there at night and we got like a CD burner there in, I don't know, 98 or so. Like when CD burners were like brand new, we had one and it was really, really cool and amazing. I was the only one who could burn a CD before like all my friends had that sort of stuff. And I remember watching the Time Life music special on the TV and then like jotting down like, oh, I forgot about that song, and then writing it down and then going into our music library, because back then we had like six 100 CD changer CD players, and that's how we ran the station. All the music was in there. The computer knew, grab CD 4, cut 8, and here's how long it is, and it would play. And then at night we were running, I think, Delilah at the time, and I would go into the studio and I'd find those discs and I'd take them out of the studio, then I'd go and burn the song down to the other CD drive and then hopefully put the CD back into the correct spot that I took it from.
I was just going to say, and then it never got put back where it was supposed to be and the song skipped forever and ever.
Yes. And then like the next day I would come in there in the afternoon after school and you would be in there and like, were you messing with the CDs again? Were you burning CDs again? I'm like, what are you talking about? Because all of a sudden it's supposed to be like the Doobie Brothers are playing and like Tupac starts playing on the Adult Contemporary station.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. That's the things I would do. But I created a great Time Life music collection along the way.
Tony's Life music collection.
Tony's Life music collection. I think
I also feel about like, you know, the psychic thing is very weird. Like they never got charged. Like that's crazy to me. And the fact that she tried calling back and got disconnected, it seems like a message was trying to come through that never quite did.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's those are interesting. Did you ever call one of the psychics back in the day?
I think once I did. And then because I was younger and I think it was on my mom and dad's phone bill and I got chewed out so bad.
I remember. Here's another one connecting back to that building. I don't know what it was, but there was something where we had like free 10 or 30 minute psychic phone call things that we had to give away. I don't remember why we had it, but we did. I remember over the one weekend because I would like camp out there and just like work and play in the production room. I remember calling the psychic lines using those certificates.
Now, were you asking actual questions or were you recording bits for your show?
I was doing a little bit of both, quite honestly. But I remember like thinking, oh, all serious. I mean, I was like 15 years old and I'm like asking questions about like my love life and relationships and and the psychics were like, you know, I mean, you look back and at that moment, I'm like, oh, these are so, wow, this is really accurate. But it's like, they're so generic that you could apply whatever they were saying to almost any scenario. But there you go. I was making Time Life music CDs and calling psychics on the weekend.
And now look where you're at. You're doing radio from your bed.
Exactly.
I mean, it just all comes together.
It's a full 360. That's exactly what that is. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of the program. If you'd like to be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. And hey, sign up to get bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free through Apple Podcasts on our premium channel or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.